can I just say, I need to call this into Big Fatty online, but he could just clip this out and play it on his show. So Big Fatty does a thing called Friday at Fatty's, where he cooks, or I think others may cook. It may be a potluck sometimes, but maybe Big Fatty cooks every time. I don't know. He doesn't really, I mean, it sounds like he cooks most of the time, but he hasn't really said if there, I believe others bring things occasionally. But he said that they pay. He tells them how much it's going to cost. I was like, really? You charge people for Friday at Fatty's? That's, I don't guess that's weird, but I would be more like, hey, we take turns. Like, you know, one day young Nicholas is going to bring the food, and one day Durwood is going to bring the food, or, you know, whatever. But I guess, I mean, it's okay if that works for you guys. It just surprised me. I never thought of you charging. But anyway, regardless, I know people charge for, like, if you have, back in the day, I used to enjoy going to a group session, let's just say. Not a group session with like-minded gentlemen that like to blow off some steam. We'll just say that.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
You charge people that like to blow off Big Fatty.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4224 of BFO for right the 12th of April 2024, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me, y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my day and Friday at Fatty's. Archivist Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope you're all right. Is going well, your archivist today, because y'all evidently, Big Fatty's going to head back into the archives to give a little bit of history on Fright at Fatty's. Big Fatty, we're looking forward to it. But before we do that, let's do this.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Dear Gussie, y'all, this weekend we have not one, but two, I say, two anniversariums. Y'all, the first is today. Y'all, these two have been here to the villa. And y'all, they're the ones that made us aware of Wendy's Beaver during their travels. Y'all, a former number three fan of the BFO and his not-so-shy husband. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than Randy and Shy Tom from the Penis Livania. Big Fatty, we love Randy and Shy Tom. We do indeed. And y'all, the second anniversarium occurs on Sunday this weekend. Y'all, it is Big Fatty's 9-year anniversarium of the first night he stayed in the villa. Y'all can't believe it's been 9 years. Big Fatty, time flies, it does. So y'all, if you see Tom and Randy, wish them a big old piece of cake.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
Now, y'all, the history of Fright at Fatty's, y'all, we used to go out to Dudley Do-Right's on Saturday night, but when the pandemic hit, I said, well, why don't we just get together here at the villa? And y'all, we did, and we would have cocktails and snackettes, and then finally it evolved into supper, and it was mainly me or Durwood. There were some exceptions, but mainly me and Durwood providing the meal for everyone, and Big Fatty provided all the alcohol and everything. And, well, y'all, it got expensive. And so then others started providing the meals, and they realized how expensive it was. So now Big Fatty just cooks up a meal, and everybody brings their own alcohol and pays for the meal. To celebrate the villa. It's true. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all the Nip stopped by, and we had a nice little chitter-chat. Y'all, he had to run to the Walmart to pick up some prescriptions, and but he wanted to wait until the traffic died down. Now, y'all, the Walmart is a mile away from the villa. You go down, you get on the main road, you go up, you have a couple of turns, and you're there. It's less than 10 minutes away, but the traffic, y'all, it's not. It's the only time we get traffic is around the time when the schools let out. After the Nip left, y'all, I just had a quiet evening. I had me a little popcorn, and I watched the news, and then I watched the Jeopardy, y'all, back to regular Jeopardy. And y'all, there's an obviously different level of questions for regular Jeopardy contestants rather than champions and tournaments and things like that, because y'all, I actually was able to get some of the questions, but I will not be doing the anytime quiz anytime soon. But anyway, y'all, I was gonna watch the Hatlanta Braves game was rained out. The rain came down, rained them out. So they're going to make that game up sometime in late
September.
But y'all, instead, I watched the big run. I watched The Survivor, and y'all, it was a good episode. And let's just say I'm not upset with the outcome. Y'all, they got rid of two people, and I think they were both surprised, needless to say, and somewhat shocked even. And y'all, I recorded the big run, but y'all, I was tired. I was in the bed. As the closing credits were running on The Survivor, so I've got to catch up on the big run. And we were expecting rain overnight, through midday on Thursday, and I had the windows cracked because it was fairly cool. And it wasn't suffocating from the humidity, but y'all, a couple of times during the night, I heard the rain dripping down on the trash container and the recycling bin and all. And y'all, you hear that and you just go, I'm gonna go back to sleep. And Big Fatty, did you? I did. And but y'all, I woke up about 6:45. Got up, made my bed, had my coffee, read the paper, did my puzzles, and had some brofkas. What did I have for brofkas? Oh, I had more of the jalapeno grits and sausage patties. And by nipple walk time, y'all, it was just coming down. It was coming down. Y'all, we ended up getting 2.5 inches of rain. And y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. And y'all, I know I've said this before, but I honestly think that this may have washed the rest of the pollen out of the trees. I'm not sure, because the Brickleys came back after I said it the last time. But y'all, I think we're done. Or mostly done. 99.44% done. Big Fatty, how ivory soap of you. And, y'all, so instead of going on the nipple walk, y'all, you know I'm having faux right at Fatty's, tonight. And, so y'all, I made a country steak. Big Fatty is not spelled C-U-N-T. It's cube steak. It's not fried, but it's kind of, I don't know how it is. It's papaya is how it is. You make it with the gravy and the onions and all that kind of stuff. And so I got that all going and got it in the big stew pot and, let it cook a couple of hours, and then what else did I do after that? Y'all, the recycling came, so during a moment of clearing, I ran out and got the recycling bin and brought it back up to the villa, and then y'all, I wanted to go to the Costco. I sent the Nip couple of messages asking if he wanted to go and never heard back until after I got back. So y'all, I was off to the Costco, and what did I do? Y'all, I picked up some smoked Gouda cheese. Y'all, I love smoked Gouda cheese. And so I picked up a wedge of that. Y'all, they had that good, Kerrygold Irish butter on sale. So I got a thing of that. Y'all, I needed some replenishment peppercones for my peppermill. Y'all, they had the 8 ears of sweet cone already shucked and everything for $4.79. Now, y'all, the Von's East is selling 5 for $3. And you have to shuck it yourself. Big Fatty, shuck that. And y'all, then I picked up some little doodads. We're going to have a charcuterie board as our special appetizer. Y'all, it will be in honor of young Nicholas's celebration of exiting the birth canal. Tuesday of this week, and Durwood's Monday of next week. So we're just doing something a little special. And y'all, then I saw that they were going to they had on sale the Shake and Feed plant fertilizer. And y'all, I've been through my big jug of it, and it was on sale, so I picked up that. Y'all, I felt like I got a pretty good deal on all that. And y'all, then on my way home, I went by the Walmart, and y'all, I needed an onion. I needed an onion because I had used the onion that I bought at the Von's East on Wednesday to make the cube steak. But y'all, I'm gonna have the Brussels sprouts, and I need an onion for those as well. So I stopped by the Walmart and got me an onion. Y'all, I had to pick up a package of the cream horns. You know, I just can't resist them. And y'all, then I saw a display. And you know, Big Fatty loves a coupon. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it was all the leftover Easter crap, 90% off. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. And y'all, so they had these little plastic eggs, but they looked like camouflage. And there were like 10 of them in a package. So I got a couple of packages of those. Y'all, they were 14 cents a piece. The package, not the eggs. And y'all, I picked up a green Easter basket. You know, those woven straw kind of baskets, cheap things, 34 cents. And y'all, then they had a 16-inch flocked bunny. Big Fatty, what are you doing flocking bunnies? Well, and y'all, it was it was nice. It didn't look cheap. And I thought, well, that's kind of nice. Y'all, it was 99 cents. So everything was 90% off. So, y'all, I got all that Easter stuff for, let's see, 28, that'd be 54, less than $1.75. Y'all couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. And y'all, from from there, I went and filled up Ruby Red. Y'all, gas report, Big Fatty, you're tooting. $2.99 a gallon for the petroleum for Ruby Red. Y'all, I also this week got a gas report from let me just see. Where is it? It is, I don't see it right now. It is from, y'all, it's from the number two fan of the BFO, and I can't find it. Anyway, I think, Phoenix Dave, I think it said it had gone up to $2.95. A gallon down there in Red Stick. Y'all, by the way, for all of you that went through the weather, I hope you came out only moistened, that there was no calamities come your way. And so there's that. And y'all, one last thing I wanted to say about Foray. At Fatty's, there are times when Big Fatty will proclaim that it's going to be an appetizer event, and everybody needs to bring something, okay? But y'all, it just got so expensive when people had to bring a whole meal for everybody. I mean, y'all, we were spending well over $100, if not $150 or more, to feed between 4 and 8 people at any given time. And y'all, it's a lot cheaper than eating out or getting food. So, and everybody's just fine providing their own liquor. And having Big Fatty, we're slave over the stove. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, Big Fatty's not a good cook, and sometimes it shows. Big Fatty too often, but y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, I found Phoenix Dave's thing, and it was $2.95. And y'all, that Moose P says he buys his air filters from the Amazon, a six-pack for about $35. Y'all, when I was in the Costco, I looked to see how much theirs were. They had the four-pack for $45. So that's, I felt like I did okay. The Dr. Stone, late entry here. He says there should be a national change your air filter day. Well, I'm sure there is, as every other day. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Crooked Hat. His show was late on Wednesday. And Crooked Hat, when you think of Friday at Fatty's, what comes to your mind?
You charge people that like to blow a Big Fatty.
Oh, yes. And, you know, sometimes they get a souvenir to take home.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.